broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for August 22nd. I'm sorry. Yeah, August 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. They say that Donald is considering starting his own cable empire. Hope Hicks, Trump's spokeswoman, adamantly denied that such conversations have occurred. Kirk Crosby warns, you know what? Nothing is official until it's been denied.
Well, we learned that from our good buddy Jerry Hughes. You know, he taught us that over the years. Yeah.
The late Jerry Hughes, I might say.
Yeah.
Now,
I'll bet he's working on the other side.
Amen to that. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Might he call it the Trump Truth Teller Network, 3T Networks? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Is that a good name for it? 3T Networks?
He could sure use some good folks, Joyce Riley, Alex Jones, us. There's so many that, you know, would be happy to work together with him, you know.
Well, and we could help him for a lot less money than I'm sure he's used to paying, you know.
Yeah, good point.
But might he call it Trump Truth Teller? 3T Networks? It'd be great. It'd be an awesome opportunity. But yet, time will tell. I usually see these people just waste time and money. They spend a ton of money on the mainstream press. Then they put together an ill-advised plan that won't succeed. Now, Donald could be different because he's been in the entertainment industry for a long time, but there's a big difference between the entertainment industry and the news, Kurt. When you do the entertainment industry, you can have anybody from anywhere, all sides of the aisle, because it's just like giggles and laughs and fun and reality TV. And you don't really take on issues that create friends and enemies, so to speak. When you start talking about the news, though, your whole take on the news will instantly change the game in terms of people who you thought were your friends won't be. We articulate this a lot in our mission statement on Liberty News Radio, where we talk about, you know, we learned some valuable lessons when we bought a radio station, when we got into the media business, that, you know what, advertisers want to absolutely control you or drop you like a rock. We've learned that, you know what, people who you thought, you know, there's people that are just like, man, you're doing such a great job, we want to support you, and they talk all day. When it comes to real deal support, very hard for people to put their money where their mouth is. They're like, I support you 100%, Sam. Great, can you put in $100? Well, will I get $500 back? You know, and this kind of stuff. And we see Ron Paul now and his organization. They literally Ron Paul got almost $100 million over the years, Kurt. From like 2007 to 2015, about $100 million.
For the two campaigns, you mean?
Well, that plus the money that they raised for media and everything else all mixed together. Oh, okay. Tons of money. The money they spent on the mainstream press and everything. Okay, and now, you know what? He's even thinking about folding the doors.
I mean,
closing the doors.
Yeah.
It isn't about how much money you bring in, Kurt. It's how you deal with that money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good point.
And people could look at me and say, Sam, well, you're not money bags yourself. No, I'm not. But Sam and Kurt have managed to buy a radio station, learn the media business from the inside out by the school of hard knocks, and managed to sell that radio station and make a profit, and managed to run what we're doing at a very small profit. We could make a whole lot larger profit if we could get the advertisers. But remember, they drop you like a rock because we will not let them control what we say. And as a result, we run it on a shoestring. But you know what? When we've been around for 20-plus years, ever growing our presence in the media, slowly but surely, granted. But when you look at that, that's not a small accomplishment. Now, I'm not here to toot my own horn, but I am here to make a point. There's value in that. There's value in the longevity that we've experienced and that we've endured and dealt with. And this is why Donald needs to find people who are that way. I don't need to agree with Donald on everything. What we need to agree on is we need to tell the who, what, when, where, why of a news story. We need to put aside the partisan, belligerent, left-right, Hegelian dialectic lie, false narrative, and replace it with a true narrative. And LibertyNewsDaily.com, Kurt knows every penny of the organization. It was started with literally pennies, and it runs on literally pennies. But Kurt, it's got some of the best news, bar none, in the business. It's just not full of fanfare. It's not full of advertisements. It's not full of big media whatever. It's ran very thin, very carefully with the sacred funds that it gets. And this is an example of what can be done with very little money.
Yes.
And it reminds you of the last week Wright Brothers story that I told you. The Wright Brothers ran it on a shoestring, had hardly nothing but passion. That's what we've got. The big boys, comparing to the Wright Brothers, these guys had everything in the world that should have guaranteed success. But they fell flat on their face, my friend. And so we kind of throw that out there for the Donald. If you want a successful news organization, why don't you buy Liberty News Radio for, you know, several hundred million, and then we can put together a real plan. See, there's options. All right. People are after the Donald, as you know, Kurt, from the big boys in the mainstream press to Hillary Clinton, right on down to the... What do they call this guy? A serial thief, Kurt?
Well, yeah, he's a sign thief.
Oh, Sam. But he's a serial sign thief, right?
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't mean the kind of cereal that you eat, ladies and gentlemen, you know, with your milk or whatever, or bananas. It's it means that the guy does it over and over.
Oh,
and
he's developing a signature, too, like most folks that eventually are stupid enough to get caught.
Yeah. He writes a little note. I guess this is happening in a place called Walpole. It's a CBS story. Now, CBS really doesn't have time for, you know, stories like, hey, you know, the Federal Reserve's out of control or, you know, stuff like that. But they got time for this. The headline reads, Serial Trump Signed Thief Leaves Note. Not even a great wall will stop me. So... They say a thief who climbed a tree to steal a Donald Trump campaign sign from the front yard of a home allegedly left a note insulting the homeowner for their support of the GOP candidate, saying they'd continue taking the signs if they replaced them. This sounds like a criminal activity, doesn't it, Sam? But anyway, Victor Sena, he's the chairman of the Walpole Republican Committee, said the sign was stolen from a home on Bullard Street in Walpole. As you may have noticed, I have stolen your sign for a third time, the note reads. Now, this guy's a serious sign stealer. In a letter addressed to Dear Mr. or Ms. Trump supporter, the person who stole the sign and had stolen Trump signs from the same yard twice before insulted the homeowner for thinking that moving the sign 10 feet up into a tree would deter them. Yeah, I mean, you know. This isn't going to stop this guy. He says, I can only believe you thought that you were outsmarting me when you put the sign on the tree. The thief wrote, this is clearly false because there's no way that a Trump supporter can outsmart anyone, he says. Anyway. Well, there you go. It's big news, Sam, in the Trump sign stealing world.
Well, you know, the problem is that I wouldn't want to encourage the homeowner to up the ante. Or throw down the gauntlet. What you do in this case, you know, who knows? If you report that somebody's taking Hillary signs, then I'm sure the cops will be all over it. If you say that you're taking the Donald signs, they'll just be like, well, you know, Donald's goofy.
Yeah.
Whether he is or not, there should be appropriate, not selective enforcement here. There should be, you know what, when you break the law, so you got a sign stealer mad at the Law and Order candidate, right?
Yeah, this guy went on to write, people of your kind are in fact the most dim-witted, low-level simpletons that any well-developed nation has to offer. That's what.
And this guy doesn't understand the one of the great 10 laws for a civilized, stable society. The simpleton mocking simpletons doesn't get it. Thou shalt not steal.
Yep.
Isn't that like four words that really is critical to understand if you want a stable, safe society?
Good point. He says, I and any other American who is against Mr. Trump am better than you in every single way imaginable, especially in the areas of intelligence, reasoning, and problem solving. He says, at the end, the thief threatens to strike again, saying, not even a great wall will stop me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there you go. The Trump-Hillary wars are on.
Well, those are the kind of supporters that Hillary has, Kurt. That's all.
Good point.
You know?
That's interesting.
All right. There's a new poll out. We'll tell you about that when we come back from the pause. We're going to talk about a poll, and we're going to talk about Powell. A poll and Powell. Got it? Are they linked? Kinda. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there's a poll out, ladies and gentlemen. You're not even talking about the independents or the third-party folks who are a whole lot more skeptical than this. You're talking about Republicans, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they say, new poll says 52% of Republicans call voter fraud major problem in 2016. Now, they do, get into the... Democrats and independents, et cetera. But, they break it down like this. They say along partisan lines, 52% of Republicans said they're concerned about votes being cast by people who are not eligible to vote, compared to 33% of independents and 26% of Democrats. Now, if they put me in the independent category, I just can't imagine there's only, you know, like a third of us that are concerned about votes. I think that's why we're here where we are, and many people that don't even vote simply because they figure it doesn't really make a difference. But anyway, they say the issue does not have a significant difference among whites, of which 37%, now this is where they get racist, right? Of which 37% called it a major issue, and 35% of non-whites who said the same. More than 4 in 10 in the South, 42%, by the way.
Can I ask you another question really quick on this race thing? Why do we say non-whites? That might mean Latino, Asian, Black, whatever, okay?
Well, that's how you kind of mix it up and get
them. Well, here's my point.
Get everybody
against each other. Decide between a white and a somebody else, then why not break it on down? Why not say whites and Asians and Blacks and Latinos and whatever? Why lump everybody together and say white or non-white? Is that the war they're trying to create?
Yeah, that's exactly
it. All right, just making sure.
At least in my opinion. They say Republican nominee Donald Trump and running mate Mike Pence have both urged their supporters to be vigilant for signs of fraud at the polls.
For good now, reason.
But the point, at least to me, is they need to go farther. They need to say, look, let's clean this whole voting thing up now.
No, Kurt, stop. And, wait. You actually want to accomplish
fix
something.
The problem. Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do they just want to highlight the problem?
And get the news, you know, get the coverage, et cetera, you know, and get the points.
Yeah, it's like, why Donald would go as far as Breitbart, but not us?
Yeah. Anyway, so now they're working on the early voting and all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line problem is if we don't have real honest polls, you know, real honest numbers.
But here's what's fascinating. You know, when Trump brought up the election fraud stuff, the mainstream press just went, oh, Donald, that's just silly. And then the Republicans, Rince Priebus, and all these people are running around going, oh, there's nothing to this. And now you find out the majority of Americans that are Republican, and I would say this even greater numbers in independent and third party people, believe that there's just flat out vote fraud and it's a serious problem.
Yeah.
See, Donald's tapped into these things that the mainstream press just doesn't get. They don't understand it. Okay, why would they say this is silly?
Yeah, they did this survey with 1,013 adults nationwide. This was done August 15th to 16th. They surveyed this random sample, and they say it's got an overall margin. Yeah.
I don't know how they did their 1,000 people survey, but look, 1,000 people is nothing. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny survey with a margin error of what?
3 to 4%.
All right, that's a massive error rate. You could just put a poll up on Drudgekurt and get like 300,000 people in probably a day and a half with no work and take another sampling. And what would that show?
Well, yeah. And they would say, well, that's, you know, a certain group of people.
Yeah, but it would be a 300 times bigger sampling than their little group of people.
And I want to know how they select those, you know, people. This is a Gallup poll. How they select them, how do they get to those? And what is the question they ask? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
those
saying.
Those are all parts of that.
And that's why I say, see, if you do a DrudgeReport.com poll, you wouldn't have to do the work. The people do it for you because it's online. You get, what, 100 times or more the sampling? 200, 300, 400 times the sampling? In addition, you'd be able to see the exact questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
great
the new
point.
Media taking center stage that I'm talking about. These people are like, well, man, we really made a novel upgrade in our technology. We're actually checking people that have cell phones now. It's like, what? Really? You guys are goofy. And then if we have a poll, they're like, oh, that's just a bunch of online bot voters. That's not real polling.
Yep.
It's like, wow. Anyway, this new media guy down there that has a polling technology or more of a chat interaction technology, where he's like a big gamer developer or whatever, he basically says, hey, Trump's going to win big time. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really want Hillary at all, so I hope that's true, although I really wish we had a Scott Bradley and a Daryl Castle campaign that was successful. But again, it would take some money. But now Powell, not Paul, but Powell, Colin Powell, is in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and you remember last week a big story was, hey, Hillary did it the way she did it with the whole emails things because, hey, she learned from Colin Powell, right?
That's what she wants to claim. Whether it's true or not seems to be irrelevant, though. Just because somebody breaks the law and tells you to break the law, that doesn't mean you do it.
Well,
you
yeah,
know, whenever I used to bring up that, well, so-and-so told me so, my mom's like, well, if they told you to jump off a roof, would you do it? Or jump off a cliff, would you do it? It's like, durr. Are we back in third grade, Hillary?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this CNN piece headline reads, Powell talks Clinton emails, quote, her people are trying to pin it on me, end quote. So that pretty much tells the story. He made these comments at an event Saturday in East Hampton, New York. According to People magazine and the New York Post, he was responding to the New York Times report that revealed Clinton had told FBI investigators that Powell was the inspiration for her email setup. They remind you that he was the former Secretary of State under President George W. Bush, and that he suggested that Clinton was using private email long before he communicated with her about the subject. He said the truth is she was using the private email server for a year before I sent her a memo telling her what I did. Well, there you go. CNN,
but you got a lot of discussions point to this, Kurt. Why would Colin Powell, the Republican guy, and Hillary be hanging out in the first place? And you know, I can't get a hold of Colin Powell or Hillary Clinton or Donald or any of these people if my life depended on it. These people just routinely hang out together?
Well, send emails back and forth, probably text each other and all that stuff. And you just wonder how that all works, you know? Anyway.
I know how it all works. They've created secret combinations, and they're above the law, and on both sides of the aisle, they're against the people.
Good point.
That's how it works. And whether Colin told Hillary to do this or not is an irrelevant discussion. The fact is, did she do it, and is it breaking the law, and will there be accountability for the law being broken?
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple of a discussion. And if Colin Powell is now admitting that he did it too, then let's put him up on charges, Kurt.
Yeah, well.
Let's just get it done.
Good
right?
point.
Now, there's another battle that we got to talk about here. It's David A. Clark Jr., Democrat, black Milwaukee sheriff that's right as rain and a good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And the headline says, amid Milwaukee unrest, now this was several days ago, but it's still an important discussion.
Yeah.
A controversial black sheriff clashes with the city's white police chief. Now, I want to know why we're discussing color, Kurt, here.
That's what they want, Sam.
Right, and that's their lie and their deception. And until the mainstream press gets it, they're going to continue to lose listenership, lose viewership, lose readership, because they're just absolutely out in the weeds. This is not a discussion whether a black sheriff, you know, has a problem with a white police chief or vice versa. It isn't an issue about somebody's controversial. Okay, this is about a principle, Kurt. This discussion is about principles. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, as why it's as riots, sorry, not Wyatt, riots rage in Milwaukee. The county sheriff took to Twitter, the police chief going off. And there's a bunch of tidbits about Black Lives Matter, and, well, they're talking about a dysfunctional underclass and more. Liberty Roundtable Live with details.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. It has been said that the practice of medicine begins with the study of disease. In much the same sense, inoculating students against collectivism can mean introducing them to the writings of Marx, Lenin, Hitler, and other exponents of that murderous political concept. It's not clear that this is the reason why Karl Marx is the most assigned figure in U.S. college classes. The 1848 Communist Manifesto, the 10-plank program for revolution, is assigned reading in more than 3,000 course outlines. In his decades-old scholarly demolition of Marx, academic Thomas Sowell, who has training in economics, points out that Marx had none, yet economics professors insist on assigning his works as if they represent a valid contribution to that field of study. Other dubious notables in that field whose works are widely assigned are Paul Krugman, Joseph Stiglitz, John Maynard Keynes, John Kenneth Galbraith, and current or former Federal Reserve Chairs Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, and Alan Greenspan. In Greenspan's case, the selection being offered in most classes is his memoir of serving as Fed chair, not his earlier work defending the gold standard. Other commonly assigned college texts are Hitler's Mein Kampf and Lenin's What is to be Done. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So there's a battle between a black sheriff and a white police chief in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As the riots rage, these guys have had a war of words for a long time. See, the black sheriff, a Democrat, is very conservative. The white police chief is very liberal, Kurt, and that's where the battles come from. Why they want to blow up the discussion between black and white, I don't know, but they love that divisionary narrative. The reality is we're talking about principles, conservative versus liberal ideologies. And that kind of falls into the left-right paradigm of deception as well. We're talking about morality versus immorality, right versus wrong, appropriate constitutional government versus the lack thereof. But they say amid Milwaukee unrest, a black sheriff has a problem with a white police chief. And the details are interesting, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. I mean, there's a number of quotes, and this is an L.A. Times piece, a pretty lengthy one, by the way. One of my favorite phrases in here is Sheriff David A. Clark, is talking about the police chief Edward Flynn, and remember, Sheriff David A. Clark's the black guy, the black Democrat, the conservative, who basically, we met in an elevator with his big boots on, and he's a, kind of a John Wayne type guy, rides around on a horse, anyway, this is what he said about the police chief, the white liberal guy. He says, "He's not from here." And then of course the white guy fires back and he says, what did he say? Here's what he says. "Nobody has got more to say about law enforcement and less to do with it." This is the white guy firing back at Sheriff David A. Clark. So anyway, it's just interesting to see the, the back and forth between them. I just kind of hope that the media will highlight guys like Sheriff David A. Clark, because that, in my opinion, the things that he says when he said black lives matter, not lives, and he says, that the whole society, because the way we've done it has just ruined people and that kind of thing. You know, he's actually right. He talks about a culturally dysfunctional underclass, and
yeah, brought on by the increase in the growth of the welfare state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, he's hitting it right on target. And the other guy, you know, he's just, at least in my opinion, more of the same, just same old stuff that's got us where we are.
Now, for a bunch of racists, it's kind of interesting how we're standing with a black guy against a white guy. But see, to me, it's not racist. It's ideology at the helm for discussion here. Good Sheriff point. David Clark speaks the truth. He says, growing up, I watched a lot of Westerns. In addition to the cowboy hero, the sheriff was almost always, in these Westerns, a model of integrity. He stood for law and order against bank robbers, cattle rustlers, and horse thieves, all trying to disrupt the peace. Sheriff Clark is calling progressive policies a total disaster, not only in Milwaukee, but in Chicago, in Baltimore, New York, and elsewhere. These progressive policies have hit the black community like a nuclear blast. And until we reverse this government dependency, it won't get better. Until the black community does a self-evaluation, until they begin to self-criticize about some of the lifestyles and the life choices they're making, this is going to continue to fester, explains David A. Clark Jr. Okay, there you have it.
That's a great point, Sam.
Okay, so this is not a discussion of black and white like the mainstream press lies and wants you to believe. This is an issue of we've got to challenge the liberal, socialist, communist narrative. Okay? We want people on workfare, not welfare. We want people supported by the charitable private sectors, organizations of churches and charitable organizations. We don't want them on the government dole. We want people to take responsibility for themselves and discuss the ills in their society and how to change them. And I would, you know, start with the guy that stole the Trump signs over and over. Thou shalt not steal, my friend. I don't care how intellectually superior you think you are, but you'll never be intellectually superior when you violate God's laws. Same thing's true with all these communities. We've got to have fathers in the homes. We've got to have mom and dad that love each other and stick together. Find a woman and, well, she's the one. Make your commitment. You know, you got to choose your love, but you got to love your choice, right? All right, that's what we're talking about here. And David A. Clark Jr. nails it. I'm not with him because he's black. I'm not with him because he's not white, or if he was white. I'm with him because he's like Donald Trump. He says, I'm a truth teller. Trump, truth teller. All right, well, this is Clark, truth teller. Sam, truth teller. Let's stick with the truth. The truth shall make you free. But he called progressive policies a total disaster, not only in Milwaukee, but virtually everywhere. These progressive policies have hit the black community, or I replace that with any community, like a nuclear blast. I agree with that. But what you got to understand is their goal was to hit these communities with a nuclear blast and destroy society as we know it and rebuild society in the makings of their tyrannical pipe dream. There you have it. We talk about questionable lifestyle choices, Kurt. This is important to understand. So there's this young man that got caught on camera, you know, with the Black Lives Matter and stuff in Milwaukee. He's like, hey, all them rich people, I got all the money. We ain't getting none. And the author of this article says that guy needs to go talk to David A. Clark Jr. and get an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
Some self-evaluation, some internal adjustment might make the biggest difference. And if you look at Ben Carson's life, that's exactly what happened. Ben says, I was on the wrong track. And my mom said, enough of this. Turn off the boob tube. Get out a book. Learn to read. Educate yourself. David A. Clark Jr. is right. Push back against this bogus progressive ideology. This dangerous ideology is the problem. Now, our friend that happens to be white, white's irrelevant, but he happens to be white, spoke the same truth-telling as Trump, as Sam and Kurt, as David A. Clark Jr. His name was Sean Bergen. He was a news reporter in New York, or that area, New Jersey, New York, etc. Got fired because he dared to say on the air that we need dads in the homes. Just imagine a society where you say, we need dad to stay home and be with his family. And people go, you know what? You're fired. You're crazy. You're a racist. What? All right, there you have it. Any more on this, David A. Clark Jr.? There's several stories about this, and we've tried to weave them all together in a narrative that makes sense.
Good point.
A discussion that has reality check to it. We've highlighted the key components and points. I also need to make this, when we talk about these lifestyle choices, that is the key point. What lifestyle choices are we talking about? You know, when we talk about drugs and alcohol, we talk about promiscuous sex versus family life. Kurt, the family is the fundamental unit of society. We cannot get away from that reality. You will never, ever, ever, no matter how hard you want to play games, you will never be able to prevent that truth-telling reality. And with that in mind, then, there are guidelines about families. There's research out there that's clear as a bell that says, you know what, families that pray together, stay together. Families that eat together, stay together. Families that create cultural, what's the word I'm looking for? Traditions. Stay together. Families that learn to forgive and learn healthy social interaction, coping and dealing mechanisms do well. And if you don't have that environment, the fact is these youngsters go elsewhere to get it. I know the guy next door is a drug dealer, but you know what? He's kind to me. He takes me under his wing, and I got nobody else anyway. And then you get no hope, and you get this whole scenario. And then I bring this all up, and they'd say, white punk, you don't have a clue. You don't have any idea what our world's like. I'll be the first to say they're probably right, Kurt. I don't know. And I would like them not to know either.
Yeah.
And the best way for us all not to know is to follow the commandments of God, follow fundamental family realities that have proven successful. The best, safest environment for women and children is to be with the man that loves them and protects them and cares for them. And the man and woman work together. Not as opposing forces, but as co-equals, working together with synergistic reality to improve society by improving and focusing on the family. See, David's black, I'm white, it mattereth not. We stand on the same side of the issues because we, like Donald Trump, are truth tellers. That's the whole reason Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable Live exists. You know that?
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And I know we seem a little boring when we talk about keeping the commandments of God over and over, ladies and gentlemen. I know we seem like we're kind of a bunch of, uptight yesteryears that just cling to old hat stuff and that, hey, free love in the new modern day is in. But I submit to you that, hey, that's why we have the trouble we have, folks. There's no denying the reality. There's no way to prevent that truth-telling fact. It doesn't matter if you pretend it's not true. The truth stands on its own, always has, and always will. We need to really focus on God's laws if we want peace in our nation. And I believe that our nation's on a horrible precipice. If we continue to turn our backs on God's law, if we continue to embrace secularism and socialism, and I'm going to call it pervertism, we're in trouble. And it's not going to get any better. Let's just take a case from Utah. Little girl named Elizabeth Smart, 14 years old, gets kidnapped. She's been living with the struggles of that for her whole life, but she's been a great advocate, in my humble opinion, Kurt, for solutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was basically kidnapped when she was 14. Now she's 28. She's done a new video, and she basically says that, hey, there's a new drug, and basically she calls it pornography. I don't know that it's new, but it's a great way to look at it, I guess. Elizabeth Chuck is the author of this piece. She said that this pornography made her living, HE double toothpicks worse in her captivity. She said that the guy would watch this stuff or be exposed to it, and then he would want to do those things. You know, but the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of stuff gets protected. We call it freedom of speech or whatever else in society today when, if you put a bumper sticker on that promotes the Constitution or something like that, you're kind of a danger to the society, right, Sam?
Yes, Kurt, and it just goes to show this is the curses. These are some of the curses of our current society.
Yes.
In the name of, quote, liberating women, mm-hmm. in the lies idea of freedom,
yeah.
we believe that we can just do whatever we want. Instead of agency being defined as you have the choice to follow God or not follow God, but you'll have consequences for your choices. We believe that agency in our modern society is you do whatever the heck you want to do and there's no consequences. Yeah. And if you do right, follow God, they kind of make you feel like you're a slave. That freedom is somehow in violating the commandments of God, which I submit to you is a lie straight from the pit of heck, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. And to back that up, Sam, pretty much the final paragraph in this rather lengthy story basically says, after she explains that, you know, this pornography that her captor was looking at made her life worse, even worse than being held captive, she said, or it says, Smart was rescued in March of 2003. She has said her strong Mormon faith, plus returning to the activities that brought her joy before her kidnapping, such as playing the harp, have helped her process her trauma. So, you know, it's like you said, you know, the, you know, when you say it sounds boring that we talk about, you know, keeping the commandments of God or returning to our foundational principles, well, they're the only real solutions. For a civil and, well, good society.
Well, our prayers are with Elizabeth Smart. Yep. Her experiences are hard to even discuss. They're so...
Yes.
They're so evil. And she certainly was a victim. And our prayers are with her and with her family. And I'm telling you right now, this is what we're facing in America. And I'm telling you, as long as we turn our back on God, as long as we act like there's no accountability for actions... that there's no maker that expects us to make choices and deal with the consequences of those choices. If we pretend that won't exist, Kurt, you're going to have more and more and more problems with the weather and the elements. You're going to have more and more problems with a hardened, hostile, evil society.
Yeah.
Women and children are going to suffer the most. And there are answers. There are solutions. There are ways back. There is repentance and change.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope, but I'm telling you right now, if we continue to go on the road we're on, it will not be many years, and we will absolutely have a complete and utter societal meltdown.
Yep.
Like you have not, what you could not imagine what it will be like.
Good point.
And people think it's bad now. People run around and go, by golly, we got to do something. The country's just, it couldn't get any worse. You have no idea how bad it can really get. And I'm not, this is not a threat. I'm not a prophet. I'm just telling you that I know how to read scriptures. Yeah. And I understand that when we keep the commandments of God, we're blessed and protected. And when we don't,
we're not.
It's more than we're not.
Yeah.
But you're right.
We're doomed.
It, there's a just consequence meted out against God's children by God himself. And somebody would say, Sam, you pretend to tell us what God says. No, I pretend to hear what he says. I shouldn't say pretend. I do my best to hear what he says, not pretend here. And you know what? Reality is things as they really are. Reality is not how we dream them to be. And I'm telling you right now, we as a nation are in serious trouble unless we, in sackcloth and ashes, repent to our God.
Great
and
point.
I'm telling you right now, we got to stamp out pornography and the evils thereof in everything we do. And anything like unto it, because it destroys people. If you want hostility towards women and children, pornography's it.
Good point.
All right, folks. We've got a lot of work to do. And I think that the reason that they don't like to mention us in the media is because we... in my humble opinion, explain this reality. And it's a serious, serious discussion. It's not fun many times to talk about these things. Okay? Then we move to a battle Trump has with what? A Morning Joe host, Kurt?
Yep. Well, yeah, what you're talking about here, Sam, is, do you remember that guy, the big Neil Brzezinski? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Well, a big CFR type, you know, guy, and he was also a big guy in several administrations. Well, anyway, he's got a daughter, and her name is Mika, I guess, or Micah, I'm not sure how you say it, Brzezinski. And she's, I guess, a talk news babe or whatever you call it on what they call Morning Joe. Trump calls it Morning Joe and neurotic. you know, Mika Brzezinski. Anyway, I guess he said he tried to watch it, but he says, oh, you know, unwatchable, etc. And, of course, now that's given those guys some real, you know, coverage. I guess later he says he plans to reveal the real story behind the couple. He says someday when things calm down, I'll tell the real story of at Joe NBC and his very insecure longtime girlfriend mourning Mika, two clowns. You know, too many times he just kind of gets too kind of close to the thing and then never goes all the way. You know, like with 9/11.
But again, all the words we use, you know, on Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt, end up in Trump's vocabulary. What does he call him right at the end? He calls him two what, Kurt?
Let's see.
He says this.
Clowns?
Yeah, he calls them clowns. Yeah. He says, someday, when that's things calm down, question. I'll tell you the real story of Joe and his longtime girlfriend. Two clowns. Now, that's right after we started talking about the clown media, Kurt.
This page six story, page6.com, says the mogul was apparently steamed that the pair had been critical of him in recent weeks. Scarborough, a former congressman from Florida and once a Trump booster, called for the GOP to dump the tycoon earlier this month. Says a chivalrous Scarborough fired back at Trump almost immediately, tweeting, neurotic and not very bright. Look in the mirror. Anyway, then Scarborough added, thanks for watching. Morning Joe is enjoying its best ratings ever, thanks to obsessed fans like you. Glad. Well, anyway, you're not looking at one of them when you talk about me, because I just don't watch that kind of TV. But anyway, Morning Joe, Brzezinski, and it connects right up to old Zbigniew, you know, that was around before, and that's just the way the whole insider world works, right? The kingmen still working the job, huh?
I just find it fascinating that Donald's starting to call people clowns right after we rolled out clown media, Kurt.
Yeah.
We've been talking about clown media, and you could say, well, Sam, come on, you don't have a you know, an ownership on the word clown. I get it, but you got 15-plus months of Donald running around calling everybody every name in the book, and he didn't use clown that I know of. Now he's starting to talk about clown this and clown that. He's right, they're clowns. I agree. I wonder where he got that from, though. Probably listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Joe Scarborough tweeted back and said, hey, Donald, thanks for watching. It's fans like you that make our show great and the ratings off the charts. Well, he's right about that reality. It's okay if Donald's listening. We won't even tell anybody except for our listeners. How's that? I agree, it is the clown media folks. They're out of control. The Donald's right on that, but he better get the right people to help him create a media group if that's what he intends to do. This nation shall endure.